Well, September in the Southern Hemisphere marks the end of winter, but September 1973 marked the end of a brief political spring, Salvador Allende's effort to build a democratic political system in Chile. Now, we'll be hearing shortly about those days from writer Ariel Dorfman, but joining us first is someone who came from Chile to live and work here in Edinburgh with us for a couple of songs today. Welcome to Carlos Arredondo. Welcome back, I should say, to The Usual Suspects, after a gap of some years, I think. I remember you being on during the festival. We talked briefly about the circumstances of you coming to Edinburgh in the first place. Do you consider yourself, I used the word exile rather loosely of a couple of people at the beginning of the programme there, do you consider yourself an exile?
Well, technically not, but I think since that Scotland is not my birthplace, and because I came, that was the circumstances, I never have to hide that particular hide, because at the end of the day, it was Pinochet who prevented me and thousands of Chileans to live in my own country. In my case, I've been very lucky to come to a wonderful country that now is my country after 25 years.
We probably can see it in a slightly different and specialised form at the moment with Kosovo, but there's a certain kind of indifference or detachment to the political ills and woes and the personal ills and woes of other countries. But I can't imagine a single moment in Britain, except for things like humanitarian things like the Biafran conflict and the famine in Bangladesh and Ethiopia and Sudan, that moved people in this country as much as the coup of September 73. Later on, we'll hear Ariel Dorfman's reactions to that. Why do you think Allende's project was so important worldwide? All over the world, people mourned his death.
Well, it was important because I think for the first time in the world, a socialist government supported by communist people, by some Christian party elected by democratic means, a socialist man, and that was so important. We have to remember that the whole thing happened in 1973 at the height of the Cold War, and sure, the United States was so afraid of us, of the little country of 10 million people, that this idea of electing people from the left being spread out throughout Latin America, and they didn't want to have another Cuba. And we have to remember that Latin America is the backyard of the United States and many European countries. We are the supplier of many raw material, and they were so afraid of that.
And let's make no mistake, I mean, it's an open secret, if secret it ever was, that the CIA actually backed
absolutely. Now there is you can say that quite openly, because there are the document involving CIA in the coup in Chile have been recently been in the public, it's in the public dominion.
Well, let's talk a little bit more later on, Carlos. You're going to play us some music today. What are you going to do for us?
Well, I think I wanted to play a poem written in a concentration camp that I put music by a man called, I never know what was his name, and it's an evocation of freedom in the desert of Chile where concentration camps were created by Pinochet. And what happened in that desert, the Atacama Desert, is the place that gives the wealth of Chile. That is where a quarter of the copper of Chile, of the world, come from. So the richest place providing copper to the world, it's a place where many people suffered, were tortured and disappeared. At least this song is an evocation. It's called Libre, Freedom.
Okay, Carlos Arredondo.